You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood and Coach Debbie Talbert as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence? Here's Coaches Stephanie and Debbie.
Hi there, this is Stephanie Wood, Coach Stephanie Wood with Debbie Talbert, and we're here at the Self-Confidence Porthole at Law of Attraction Radio Network. And today's topic in this episode is going to be how chatter in your head prevents you from moving. Does that make sense to you, Debbie?
Yes, Stephanie, that totally makes sense to me. I'm so happy we're going to be doing this topic today.
Yeah. How chatter in your head prevents you from moving. So I know with myself, when I close the front door and I go for my walk, there's a lot of chatter in my head. And I just kind of calm it down and say, okay, Steph, what do you want between you and your body today? And I come up with things like, okay, we're going to have a great walk. We're going to be happy. And when we get back to the office, we're going to help my clients and such and such and such. So it's very positive. But before I left the house, there was kind of like negative thoughts. Has that happened to you, Debbie?
Yes, that happens to me all the time. And especially when it comes to some of mine will be like, oh, but I don't feel like doing it. I'm tired. Let's not go. What's the point? However, what I have discovered, just like kind of like what we talked about in the last episode about being my own detective.
I love that.
Is that I have discovered for myself and I happen to be Gemini. So in my Gemini brain is that when I skip the movement, and we're talking about movement in like a pretty hard, fast pace in some fashion for 45 minutes, when I skip that, then I have discovered that all this chatter and all this noise continually repeats itself and goes on and on in my head, and it makes it very difficult for me to focus, to think positive, to concentrate. It just totally messes with the rest of my, messes with my day entirely. And, but I would not know that about myself if I had not been playing detective with myself.
But what's interesting is, again, let's just pause here. Debbie, what are you up to these days and how can people contact you?
All right. So actually what I'm actually up to these days is I am putting together, and it won't have started yet by the time this episode airs, but I'm putting together actually a 40-day challenge to help you and to challenge you to be a detective, kind of like Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson's in your own life. And so if you want to know about the challenge and you want to be in it when it starts, and once I actually have 40 people, then I'm closing off the challenge because I really want to make this, I want to do some emotion code with the people in the challenge and in a private Facebook group, and I want to have it small and intimate so we can all support and encourage each other through this being our own detective for 40 days with our automatic thoughts that come up. So if you want to know more about that and participate in that, you can get the information at flyingthroughlifesober.com/challenge. And Stephanie, what about you? What have you been up to?
Well, I couldn't wait for you to ask me. you know, everybody, I like to do one-on-one coaching sessions. and we will do different packages. But at the same time, when you go to my site, bodyawe.com, you see a contact page and you can contact me. And Debbie, please let our listeners know how they can contact us through the radio, Law of Attraction Radio.
Okay, so the site there is loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence.
Thank
you. Now, you can also, though, you can also find us on iTunes. Hmm. And if you just type in the word body confidence on iTunes, then it will come up with the iTunes. And also, if you guys don't have a Apple product phone or Apple product you're using for iTunes, although I guess iTunes can be on all of them now, but there's also a Skechers app that you can use, and you can find body confidence, and you can find that on Skechers also. So
fantastic.
There's a couple of different ways that you guys can find us and listen to us.
As you can tell, Debbie is my marketing director. I'm just good at it. So, back to how chatter in your head prevents you from moving. Or, let's reverse that. How, when you start moving, the chatter in your head becomes clear and what you want to do. Like this morning, I had a lot of stuff going on in my head. And the minute I close the front door and start moving, and I always add music to my movement because I get to hear other people's voices, other people's thoughts. And that is another way of getting you out of yourself to really tune into, literally, like a music station, tune into what you really want to be during the day. You can control that. And Debbie, can you be, it's so simple, like moving, listening to music, and your world that you thought was so topsy-turvy has become something that you really want to participate in. What do you think?
Oh, I actually think this is totally awesome because when we were talking about prepping for the show and the stuff that we're doing and the last couple of weeks, I've been learning more and more about the brain. And this is one of the things I've actually learned about our brain is our brain actually needs us to move and do the movement for the blood to get flowing in there. And I know that, okay, logically, and maybe logically that might make sense, but yet for most people in our everyday lives, we're very, you know, time, we feel like there's not time for this, there's not time for that. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, time, we allow the time to get in our way. However, if you kind of reframe it and rethink about it of, okay, but this, I'm doing this for my brain and my brain health. And the movement is actually necessary for your brain to function better. And if your brain is working better, then everything else that you need to show up for in life is going to work out better, I think. And so one of the ways I think this works around with Law of Attraction and how we're talking about the chatter in our head, which basically the chatter in our head are our words, right? So it's all these words that we're putting together to form the sentences and our thoughts. And so if we can just kind of reframe how we're thinking about movement in the first place, I think that's going to help us to be able to put our bodies out there and listen to them and actually move them.
Well, I'm going to challenge you here, Debbie. It's my belief system is just move. I don't need to reframe my movement. So can you clarify for me what you mean about reframing your movement?
Okay, well, because see, for because for me, I had to reframe okay, but I'm stressed, so I need to relax more.
Okay.
However, what I came to realize was, oh no, my brain actually needs me to move to give it the blood. So I had to reframe how I thought and how I believed that would help me to de-stress my body.
Can you give me an example?
Well, because a lot of times for me, with my job and all the hours that I'm working, and the back and the forth, and going to going into New York, and then the summer's coming, and I'm just like, okay, I'm just tired. I don't want to move anymore. I just want to lay here and, let's say, vegetate and watch Netflix, right?
Right.
You know, but
now
the reality,
I'm hearing it.
Yeah, but the reality
is that your body talking, but your job is saying, no, you can't do that.
Well, no, I'm not. Yeah, but I'm not wanting to do that at the job. This is after, like, when the day is over and I finally made it to my layover hotel. Then it's like, okay, but I just did all this moving. And I just did all this, you know, and I'm stressed out. And really, it's going to be better if I just lay here and watch Netflix.
No, but that's your body intelligence talking.
Yes, but the reality is that I found for myself and through my detective work is, for me, that is not what's best.
Oh.
Like, and so once I reframed it, so once I started to move my body in a more vigorous fashion for, say, the 45 minutes, I actually felt better. So I think for me, my reframing came in that I was having to change and shift my initial belief, like my automatic belief on it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I found with myself having to do it. And what I find, where I find that this is really, really this topic and the words and how we're the chatter in our head and the movement is, I came across a DVD where the girl's doing a routine on the DVD for exercise, right? But during the exercise, she is also having you say positive statements. So when she, and I had this had never dawned on me to like take either my affirmations or my positive statements or the thoughts, the positive thoughts and the words I want to put together, how I want things to be in my life. I had never thought to like take those words and put them with movement. But as we were talking about and ready to do the show and talking about it, you have always done that. Or like that's been something that you have done and what you teach in your body knowledge system. And so I think that I love this, how you have done that. And can you help us with some of the ways that people could actually incorporate this more into their life with just whatever movement that they're doing?
Well, as you're moving, Debbie, you create your own thought phrases. I'm going to call them thought phrases versus affirmations. Now, I love it that you found this person, this DVD player, that started you out on this path, because you can memorize what she says and do it yourself. But what I know of you, Debbie, is you are just the most creative woman I know. And to create phrases for yourself would be so energizing. And then as you move, whether you're on a machine, whether you're in the water, whether you're on walking around the block, whatever you're doing, let it just be inspirational. Let it just come to you. And then I let it go. Like, I don't have to keep saying it. Like, I have the thought, and then I just, like, keep moving, and it's gone. It's in my body. I don't have to worry about it anymore. And then by the time I come home, I'm free and easy and light. And maybe I lost 2 pounds. I don't know. But that's how it works. It's just so easy. What do you think?
I think that's great, because I did notice after I did this and I applied, you know, the process, and I kind of followed along with what she said, and I just kind of, and it's really more like what we've talked about in other shows, where your dance, like you talk with your body knowledge system and your body's dance. And so by saying the saying whatever it is that you want to, you know, like, I am empowered and aware, or whatever it is that you want to do. But if you're moving and saying it, there's somehow about the openness that your arms make, and then the movements that your hips make and that your legs make, and as you're saying it together with it, it becomes more, it feels, and we talk about the feelings and your vibes and stuff on the law of attraction side, it feels more joyful, and it feels happier. I mean, so that's the experience I got from actually following.
So what do you
this.
Think, so what do you think it's so important to have the movement and the thought process to be together? I mean, what's the big deal?
I'm not sure what the big, like, for me, what I discovered is by putting it all together, I think it's because it allows your whole entire body to be totally present in that kind of a moment, instead of in, like, your, what do I have to do next on my checklist, or what didn't work out yesterday in that event, or what? So you're actually totally present and aware in this moment and in this movement that is happening and you're doing with your body. And by putting yourself in that total presence and awareness, I think that allows you to be right there and present, and there's just something different about that. I don't know if I'm explaining it right, but it just, I don't know, it just feels so freeing almost, like. Oh, I think we lost Dev. I think we lost you. Can you hear me? Uh-oh, I can't hear you. Hello? We're going to... Stephanie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I got cut off for a second. What's your question?
Okay, so I don't know if you heard all the part about the freeing.
Yes.
And how it feels to be freeing. Okay. All right, so I think that for me it was just kind of like a... Because my whole entire body, including my head and my presence and my body and every part of me, was totally there while doing this movement.
So, are you in sync now? Understanding, and for our audience, please, at Law of Attraction Radio Network with Debbie Talbert and Stephanie Wood, if you are in a place where you can, I would suggest moving first. You move, then you hear the thoughts. If the negative thoughts come in you, then you gotta move, because movement helps you create the positive thoughts. I don't know why. It just, that's how it happens.
I agree with you. And I think that, and I've just been kind of discovering this all on my, as I've been paying more attention and being more observant. And I think part of it is because the movement is kind of helping the circulation of the blood and whatever go differently in your brain. And the more I've learned about the brain and stuff, it's kind of like, that's how it when it's working, when it's going to the different areas, the lobe, the front lobe, and the different parts of it, it's going to the sections where it needs, and that's the part that is going to help shift and change your automatic thoughts that you're going to have. And it's going to help you shift your thoughts. And I think that the more you can kind of think about this from, okay, I'm going to move for, like, I agree with what you're saying, is to move first, whether you, in the initial moment or not, as you're putting on your tennis shoes, even if your initial thoughts are, I don't have time for this.
I don't want to do this. I'd rather be blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. As you're doing that, and maybe that's what you have, okay, and then with the reframing that we talk about, okay, just reframing this, I'm doing this just for right now. I just want to see. I just want to experiment. And I want to see if what Stephanie and Debbie said, if this is true, if this is what's going to happen. I mean, even if it's, you know, because I really believe that as you're, and you do it, and then you make the move, and just the literal moving of the body, it totally shifts everything.
Does shift everything. I'll tell you, Debbie, I woke up this morning, I had a cloudy head. What I mean about that, cloudy head, I guess I didn't wake up early or later than I should have, but I got my sneakers on, I got my clothes on, and I went outside. So that has to be something that's more of a ritual. Debbie, do you have rituals during your daytime? I know you're, please tell people what you do for a living, because they have to understand that, you know, you have a schedule that's takes you away from your body, doesn't it?
It does at times, yes. In addition to helping people with the flyingthroughlifesober.com website, and allowing sobriety to happen in your life, I also am a flight attendant. And so my schedule can be pretty sporadic. There'll be, you know, 3 days I'm working, and I'm part of that. I might be in Europe, so I'm on a different time zone. And so for me, my rituals aren't necessarily at the same specific time of day every single day. Like, if you're having something where you're doing something Monday through Friday at the same time every day. However, my rituals are a list of certain, of like 5 or 6 things that daily I know that for me to be my best and feel my best, then I know that I need to do at least these 5 things through at some point during the day. So you're right. It does help with the ritual. So when I am at home and I can wake up, I allow myself when I'm at home to wake up when I'm done sleeping, regardless of what time that is. And then I have the ritual of, you know, getting my coffee, and if my husband isn't at work that day, spending some time with my husband. And then I use what's called a bullet journal, so that helps me to journal, talk about what I'm grateful for, and kind of see what's on my schedule for the day. And then I also know that before I start any of the other tasks, at some point in there, before I start them, I need to do the movement. Because if I don't, then the movement won't get done.
But what I'm hearing is movement, whatever kind it is, you're going to be more aware to bring it into your lifestyle. And it's challenging for both of us. Isn't that wonderful? Movement is going to be a part of our lifestyle, whatever is going on. Husband, wife, children, whatever.
Work.
Is that a work? Oh, excuse me. is that our message?
Yes, I think that movement, you need to make movement a part of your life. That's what I want you to take away from today's show, is to make movement part of your life and to figure out, to be your own detective, right? And experiment.
You love being your detective.
I know. I'm into that Sherlock Holmes show on Netflix right now. I can't let that go. The detective part.
I know, but our audience is going to love that.
But I think that I want to, you know, kind of be your own detective. Try it out. Even if what you're going to decide is, okay, I'm going to try this out just to see if what Stephanie and Debbie said was true. And then I want to invite you to take that away from this, you know, from today's show, to try it out and then contact us. And you can reach us at the Law of Attraction Radio Network.com/body-confidence. And there's a spot there where you can email us, or if you want to email me or email Stephanie, you can reach me at Debbie@flyingthroughlifesober.com. And then Stephanie, how can they email you directly or reach you directly? And don't you have a contact page on your website?
Yep. BodyAwe.com. You can find me. Check it out.
All right. And so that's what I want to encourage you guys to do, is to test this out. And I want you to send us a message in some way, whether you email us directly each or go onto the Law of Attraction Radio Network page there and contact us and really let us know what happened. And also let us know if there are other topics that you would like us to talk about and to bring forward onto the radio show.
Okay, we're good. Thanks, Debbie.
Hey, thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or Debbie@flyingthroughsober.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.